This morning, AT&T and Verizon hitting the pause button on their plans to launch a new high-speed 5G network next month after the FAA expressed deep concern over the new technology and any potential impact on planes in the air right before the holidays.
The FAA doesn't really know if using this part of the 5G spectrum will interfere in any way with the radar altimeters of commercial airliners.
The radar altimeter is critical to flight, especially when landing in bad weather, telling pilots exactly how close the plane is to the ground.
If a passenger airplane doesn't have a functioning radar altimeter, it's not going to go flying.
So this week, the FAA sent a bulletin to aircraft manufacturers and operators asking for any data that could help them understand if it's safe for planes.
We're going to have to see what the FAA will do working with not only the technology providers, but the aviation industry to make sure that there's enough testing involved.
Other countries have already launched this 5G technology, but the FAA says so far it hasn't seen any evidence of harmful signals. Still, Canada made sure to keep the special C-band 5G towers away from airports.
And you might be asking, didn't we already have the 5G? Well, it's not quite there yet. Your phones, they may have the ability for it, but the towers do not. So really, true 5G, much faster, and it requires the kind of technology that's now in question.